Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we'll be reading, "My roommate has been recording no sleep stories for a while now. He wouldn't let me inside his bathroom," by Trash Tia. I really hope you enjoy this story, and a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Let's get started. My roommate has been recording no sleep stories for a while now. He wouldn't let me inside his bathroom. The sleepaway show was popular on my college radio. J.J. Savarin, Nicholas Mayflower, and Alina Fisher. I was a big fan of their horror narrations. Yo, and welcome to another episode of The Sleepaway Show. I'm your host, J.J. Savarin. I'm here with Nick and Alina, and we've got a crazy story for you. It's by Reddit user Broken But Not Bent, and it's called Metal Baby. Now, this story is horror, but it's got a little bit of M. Night mixed in. It's one of my faves. Hey, I flinched. It was too early for jump scares. My YouTuber roommate was in front of me, waving his arms. I pulled out an earphone, already anticipating the kind of conversation we were going to have. The second he opened his mouth, I was ready for the complaining. "I got a bad comment," Connor grumbled, slumping down in front of me. "This one is threatening to strike my channel, The Relentless." He waved his phone with a scoff. "Shouldn't authors be happy they're being recognized?" I forced a smile, resting my chin on my fist. "Do you think maybe it's because you're using their stories without asking?" I said. "I mean, you did get a whole channel taken down." Connor rolled his eyes. "No, they're public domain, so I can use them if I want." He pulled out a pack of chips, stuffing a handful in his mouth. "Also, the AI voice sounds human." He prodded his phone. "See? Listen." When he started the video, a humanish voice began the story, immediately pronouncing a typo. Connor was right. It did sound human, but it wasn't human enough. It was too perfect, with the exact same droney tone. Admittedly, AI had gotten better from text-to-speech to an almost human voice, but it wasn't the real thing. Connor studied me with slightly manic eyes. "Well, what do you think?" "It's good," I said. "But why don't you read them? You have a good enough voice." My roommate shrugged. "I don't know, it's easier to just run it through an AI. I just copy and paste the story and it's done." I regarded him with the look. I corked one headphone back in, bleeding back into my favorite show. JJ was in the middle of a monologue, his raspy voice immediately embodying the character. I could hear every piece of his voice, every breath, every time he messed up and choked on a laugh, or quietly correcting himself. But he was human. His mistakes, his awkward breathing, and the cheap microphone letting in outside ambience. Even his stuttering, the way he mispronounced words and screwed up accents. All of it was painfully and beautifully human. Metal Baby was a great story, and it ended with some of the best voice acting I had heard from the Sleepaway show. Alina and Nick sounded insane, and JJ made the perfect, unreliable narrator, especially for the Shutter Island-type twist. When it was over, Alina thanking their college patrons, I tugged out an earphone and settled my roommate with a smile. Connor was glaring at his phone. When he caught my eye, he scowled. "What? Why are you looking at me like that?" Instead of answering him, I held up my phone, displaying the show. "Why not try finding a real human voice?" I said. "You have cash from your job, right? Dump the robot-sounding AI and pay a voice actor." I watched my roommate's expression crumple. "Damn it," he tapped his phone, a smile curving on his lips. "You really think it'll work?" "Well, yeah. The Dark Somnium, Mr. Creeps, Lighthouse Horror, what do they all have in common?" Connor's lip twitched. "Millions of subscribers, listeners who are obsessed with rule-based stories." "Human voices," I said. "AI channels do exist with stupid amounts of followers, but they don't get nearly enough traction." Connor hummed. "So, what I need is a human voice." "Bingo." When I got home that night, I got a text from Connor. "Don't come into my bathroom. Narration in progress." Bathroom ambience, I thought. Sure. The next day, though, to my surprise, the Sleepaway show wasn't broadcast. On the college website, the page was offline. Alina published a post a few hours later explaining that the three of them were still hungover from the night before, so there would be no show. I was bummed. I was looking forward to JJ's narration of a new cosmic horror story they were teasing. Days went by and still no show. Elena had stopped posting updates. Her last one simply said, "Please stop asking, we're sick, lol. No show this week." That was weird, especially when the three had managed to do a show suffering with food poisoning from bad shellfish. I was checking for updates when I got home around 5 p.m. No sign of Connor. His laptop was open in his room. He was editing. I couldn't help it, risking a peek at his latest narration. I always get curious about the stories he chooses. Connor's a big fan of psychological horror. Getting comfy in his chair and taking an awkward sip from his lukewarm coffee, I pressed play on the edit. I'm not sure what it was that twisted my gut. The coffee tasted kind of weird and it was too hot in his room. But as I fast-forwarded the edit, I realized I was listening to a familiar voice. I wasn't expecting JJ Saverin's tone to bleed from the speakers. So soon, too. It's not like I was doubting that he'd say yes to narrating, but he'd been sick, right? I twisted around, studying my roommate's room for recording equipment. Nothing. Just a broken microphone on his floor, the one I accidentally stood on. JJ's narration sounded normal at first. But further into it, I began to notice something was wrong with it. The charm was gone. His smooth, velvet murmur had been airbrushed, perfected into a horrifying AI-like robotic drone. There were zero mistakes, or breaths, or laughter. It was late when I left the restaurant. JJ's voice was too perfect, skipping over the voice of the character, the atmosphere he put into his tone. I was locking the door when I noticed something was behind me. The period at the end of the sentence was too noticeable, not natural. "Oh no," JJ continued in that same robotic drawl. "Did a customer want to kill me?" The AI voice faltered, and this time I did hear a gasp. It sounded like pain. Running through the edit, there were still chunks of recording untouched. Ice cream. The sudden sharp inhalation of breath exploding from the speakers sent ice sliding down my spine. It was too human. I could see it in the levels, the way they hit red. "It's so dark, I can't see anything." The voice splintered into a cry, and this time in the footage my roommate was trying to remove, to cut away, JJ did sound human. His shaky breaths shuddered through the speakers. "Please, can someone help me? I don't know where I..." The edit skipped, bleeding back into the story. I was already backing away from Connor's laptop, my heart in my throat. I remembered stabbing the off switch of the laptop, but the voice continued, spluttering and crackling. This time it was coming from behind me. The bathroom. "Is someone there?" "I'm locked in the bathroom, man. I want to go home." JJ Saverin was in our house. Worse, my psycho roommate has kidnapped him, attempting to steal his voice. When I stepped back, his cry was louder. "Ah, hell. Is someone there? Answer me. JJ?" I found myself in a daze, walking towards my roommate's bathroom. "What did he do to you?" The guy let out a strangled cry. "Your psycho friend locked me in the bathroom. I think I'm blindfolded. I can't see anything." He paused. "Can you get me the hell out of here?" I swallowed down something slimy. "Did Connor do this to you?" He broke out into a sob. "He knocked me out. I think he wants me to narrate for him, which isn't happening, by the way. The lunatic is trying to steal my voice." With shaky hands, I grabbed the icy handle, which turned to my surprise. "The door isn't locked," I said. "Did he tie you up?" The boy groaned. "Obviously, I can't move." Opening the doors, I stopped, paralyzed, and JJ's voice faltered, breaking into a sob. The contrast of red and white made my head spin. "Can you take off my blindfold? I'm terrified of the dark, man." I found my voice, stepping directly into warm red. It pooled between my toes. "Sure," I said. I've been talking to a therapist about my reaction to what I found in my roommate's bathroom. She says it was my mind trying to both deny and deal with trauma, but I'm pretty sure I had lost my damn mind. "I love your show," I hummed, pulling out my phone and dialing 911. "You're a talented narrator." 9123 9223 912 9013. It took me 5 tries and I think I threw up all over myself. The toilet bowl was splattered with blood.
Thanks.
The boy let out a spluttered laugh. I was aware of the ice-cold steel of my phone pressed to my ear.
You're welcome?
You found me,
JJ whispered, when my gaze found the trash can overlapping with deep red, fleshy mounds of pink and white. I wasn't staring at JJ Savern.
I have.
I was looking at his remnants. Stuffed into the toilet bowl, a single lump of pink wires protruding from it. The thing pulsed, JJ Savern's cry collapsing into a robotic drone. JJ's voice didn't make sense. It was alive while he wasn't.
So why? Why can't I see you?
His voice stuttered.
I can't see anything.
When I couldn't physically reply, he started to cry. I heard every wet, human-sounding sob.
Are you still there?
He asked me, over and over again. I didn't reply, but he kept on going, and I could hear them getting progressively more hysterical. 911 arrived quickly, and they were just as dumbfounded, terrified. When the sheriff's department surrounded me, JJ spoke again.
What's your name?
The sheriff shook his head, but I couldn't stop myself.
I'm Sadie.
A pause before.
Can you stay with me, Sadie?
I nodded on my knees, struggling to breathe.
Yeah, I said. I'm here, JJ.
I talked to him until a cop was leading me away, and even then I was still talking to him. I didn't stop.
What's your favorite food, JJ?
He responded, still as that bulging, fleshy mess the deputies were trying to handle. It was supposed to be his brain, or the part of it that had been cut out. I thought it was his voice box. The night went by too fast, flashing lights and my mom wrapping her arms around me. I remember her warm hands cradling my cheeks, but I was trying to pry her arms away, trying to find my way back to JJ Savern. It still feels like a blur, and this was almost a year ago. Whatever was left of the narrator was disposed of. I wasn't even fully conscious, sitting in the back of an ambulance, my roommate's laptop squeezed to my chest. The sheriff said it was evidence, but I didn't want to give it to them. Due to the horrific nature of JJ Savern's murder, the full details were never released and his full name was covered up. Nick and Alina have dumped the show, and the show itself has been wiped from existence. I heard Nick tried to kill himself a month ago. Alina published a blog exposing what really happened to JJ, warning YouTube narrators. It was deleted, of course, but she wasn't wrong. I don't think people will go to extremes like my roommate, but human voices are precious. Connor was taken away in cuffs, and he genuinely doesn't understand what he's done wrong. I think my roommate was so obsessed with views and comments, he would do anything to get them, and I was the one who pointed him to his victim. The last thing he said to me was,
"Why? You told me to use a human voice!"
Crazy bastard. In a way, though, this was my fault, and I'll live with this crap for the rest of my life. I've been in therapy for almost a year. What my roommate did still haunts me. I have reoccurring nightmares when I'm back in that bathroom. But this time I can stop it. This time JJ Savern is still alive, tied to a chair. The worst thing that's wrong with him is a scar on his face. I still feel like I'm covered in him, like my feet are wet with his blood. Filthy. I still have Connor's laptop and JJ is still with me. At least, I like to think he is. Last night he asked me to kill him, but I don't know what part of him. There are no parts of him left. What can I kill? Worse still, his voice is starting to sound more and more like AI, like this thing is leeching onto the human parts of him clinging on. What should I do? Do I kill him and end it, or let him suffer? I think Connor didn't do this on his own. I keep getting messages from Anon demanding payment. Last night, a man came to see me, masquerading as an electrician. He called himself Peter, and was all smiles until he whispered in my ear.
It really sucks about that narrator, dude, he murmured. Where's your roommate's laptop?
When I backed away, he grabbed me.
We have 15 stories on hold, sweetheart, he said. Do we need our promised voice?
The guy's smile made me nauseous.
Make sure to answer the door tomorrow. All right.
He left with a wink, and I'm stuck with the laptop. Hell, I'm terrified. I can't stop shaking. I've told the police and I've given them a description of this man, but I think there are more. Whoever helped Connor is hunting me down, and I think this freak wants what is left of JJ, his voice. I'm not giving it to him. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you're on YouTube, I'd love to know your comments below. And like the video and subscribe for more if you're feeling fancy. If you'd like to, though, you can come join our Discord. It's pretty chill, actually. A lot of cool people there, but we'd love to see you. If you'd like to support the channel more, there is a Patreon, and you can buy some pretty sick-looking t-shirts. You go to shop.storiesaftermidnight.com and also at storiesaftermidnight.com. Did I say Stories After Midnight? Yeah, storiesaftermidnight.com. You can send me your story to read on this channel. So I hope you enjoyed yourself here, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. See you in the next one.